Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York City achieved a significant milestone this week by finalizing the last crucial step in its decades-long endeavor to implement a comprehensive congestion pricing program. This initiative, which seeks to reduce reliance on cars and promote mass transit usage, entails imposing tolls of up to $15 per car for driving into Midtown and Lower Manhattan. You know, for years, San Francisco transit leaders have floated similar ideas, which is why we wanted to examine the impacts this might have, not only on business, but pollution, air quality, transit systems. So we are lucky to be joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Annie Freiman, Director of Special Projects at SPUR. It's a nonprofit that focuses on housing and transportation. Thank you so much, Annie, for your time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So obviously, this guy's one more step before it becomes real in Manhattan, and that is it has to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration, and they are expected to pass it. But this has been done in London, Stockholm, Singapore. What kind of impacts did that have?
The impacts of congestion pricing are really straightforward. It's very effective at reducing congestion by deterring trips that don't necessarily have to be made by car, as well as raising a significant amount of revenue for making other transportation options more attractive, more affordable, and just generally higher quality to better compete with driving as an option.
There are always claims that this proposal or those like it disproportionately affect low-income people, people who have to drive, people who work at odd hours.
Mm-hmm. This concern is really important, and you're right. It often has halted pricing policies. However, often this accusation that pricing would be inequitable assumes that the status quo we have today is already equitable. And that is pretty fundamentally untrue. Our excessive reliance on driving alone creates these inequities. Children growing up near freeways who tend to be Black, Latino, or low income often have really high rates of asthma and devastating health impacts from unnecessary driving trips. In addition, people with low incomes pay disproportionately more of the sales taxes that help fund roads, which is a regressive revenue source, even though many of these people who don't even drive cannot afford a car or drive less than those who have higher incomes. And so right now, we actually have a very inequitable and regressive system, and congestion pricing is really just making it so that drivers who are disproportionately, though not exclusively, of higher incomes are paying the true cost of the public infrastructure that they're using and the cost to the government broadly.
When London and Stockholm and Singapore, when they rolled out congestion pricing, what was the reaction from business owners? And have you seen a decrease in business for those owners?
I am not familiar with a significant decrease in business for those folks. And actually, one of the best tools for economic energy and growth, and in some places recovery, is actually having really high quality, high frequency, efficient and reliable public transportation, streets infrastructure, and generally safe and welcoming streets, and making it easy and fast to get to the destination and to get to your place of work and to get to where you are trying to shop, for example. And so what we see in places that have really high quality public transit and really safe streets is that business does really well, and congestion pricing pays for that. Whereas on the other hand, traffic is very detrimental, and congestion is very detrimental to economic health and business, particularly in places where it's getting worse over time.
So New York City has been trying to do this for decades, and if it's successful and it survives legal challenges, it will be the first American city in the country to do this. Brett referenced the places elsewhere around the globe that have done this. Why do you think it's taken so long here?
It's a very good question. So San Francisco has looked at congestion pricing in the past, but we still have not gone through with it. And really what we see is that we sort of dance up to it, but then we pull back every time that there is a recession, which is really felt and really dramatic in the cities and really the state of California's boom-bust economic cycle that we have because of how our taxes are structured and just general business activity up and down. There's generally a reluctance from residents and from voters to pay for something that has a felt fee. So it's not just that there's a cost, but it's that you're reminded of that cost. And so this causes a problem because we know that congestion and over-reliance on cars impose really high social, environmental, health, and even economic cost. And yet it's quite politically challenging to overcome these almost invisible consequences with a fee that is really tangibly felt. And generally speaking, I mean, Spur sees this as the role of public policy is to help us do the things that are hard, but that are nonetheless essential for society, essential for government, and just essential for the well-being of people. And that's why we generally support congestion pricing, notwithstanding some of the challenges that come with it.
Well, it's a good discussion. Annie, thank you so much. I hope to talk to you soon again. Annie Freiman, Director of Special Projects at Spur.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.